Now, if you were to go on a road trip around Australia, what vehicle would you take? Four-wheel drive, maybe a motorbike. I know it's been done on a unicycle of all things. What about a fully electric Tesla? That's what one Gold Coast woman has done. When Linda Rohr heard that people were saying that electric vehicles are weekend fun destroying, have no grunt, and some other opinions that do fly around the place, she decided to prove them wrong. And what better way to do just that than by driving 16,000 kilometres around the country in an 80-day road trip? She has been called the first. This has been called the first solo trip around Australia by a woman in a Tesla. Here to tell us a little bit more about her odyssey, we have Linda Rohr with us on the line now. Linda, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So the first question I've got to ask you, why? Walk me through the decision to do this in the first place.
Well, I happen to love driving my car. It is a fantastic car to drive. And then when I heard these ridiculous comments about how bad electric cars are, destroying the weekend, I just thought, nah, this has got to end. I'm going to prove that a person who knows nothing about vehicles can drive the car quite safely and happily, the same as you can do with an ICE car, ICE being internal combustion engine.
And so did you run into any problems? Because I know that, you know, when people were calling it the weekend fun destroyer, et cetera, et cetera, it was all about how it was going to run out of battery. Did you have any close calls with the battery somewhere in the outback?
Well, I'm not sure what you'd say close calls. I guess 12 kilometres of charge left is close. But I had no qualms about driving because anywhere there is electricity, you can charge a car. Anywhere.
I didn't realise that. I thought you had to have the specialised power stations.
No, well, no, you don't. I mean, I'm actually at the moment sitting at Pacific Fair charging supercharger, so quick, yeah. But I bought some adapters, so I can plug into 10 amp, you know, the ordinary wall point, 15 amp. You just need the adapter. So in Queensland, we have the Queensland Superhighway. It's the CHAdeMO adapter, so I bought one of those. And I bought some three-phase adapters because I know most of the roadhouses on the Nullarbor in the northwest have three-phase power. So anywhere there's power, you can plug in as long as you've got the adapter.
If you don't mind me asking, about how much did it cost in total to get this Tesla all the way around the country?
About $210.
Oh, wow. That's like a tank of petrol for a really large vehicle or two.
Yeah, I mean, I did offer to pay, but most of the roadhouses where I stayed the night, they just said no, it's included in the nightly fee. And a couple of places, they asked me for a donation to the Royal Flying Doctor Service. And one time, twice I charged at lunchtime during the day, and they asked me for a small donation. So mostly I paid like $20 or $30 to charge, if I paid at all.
And so what are some of the reactions that you've got while you were headed around the country?
You can't do that, and I've just told them I've done it. That was the best one. Like, you can't drive from, you know, Broome to Port Hedland. I'm in Port Hedland going, I just spent last night in Broome. So, yeah, that was funny. and, you know, things like, well, they've got no grunt, so that, you know, I take the person for a drive and let them drive, and they just go, okay, it definitely has grunt.
Yeah, I don't think you could probably deny it by that point in the trip.
No.
Do you think that this is something you would love to see more of in the future? Would you love to see more people getting out and about in these electric Teslas?
I think it's the same as any car. The fact that some of us are doing this just to show that electric cars are actually a viable alternative to an ICE car.
Linda, we really appreciate you speaking to us. It's quite the journey. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Tess. I appreciate it.
That was Linda Rohr. She is the first woman to drive solo around Australia in an electric Tesla.